This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's been little over a month since a closely watched vote at Volkswagen's plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee. By a very tight margin, hourly workers at the plant said no to having the UAW represent them. But that's not the end of things. The UAW appealed the results to the National Labor Relations Board because of what the union calls a campaign of intimidation by outsiders, including an apparent promise from Tennessee's senator, a promise that has yet to materialize. We're joined now by Detroit News Washington Bureau Chief David Shepherdson. Welcome back, David.
Thanks for having me.
So you've got Republican Senator Bob Corker, who has declared himself public enemy number one to the UAW. Remind us just what Senator Corker said on day one of that three-day vote at the VW plant.
Senator Corker made a statement and said that if workers did not vote to join the UAW, that he had been told by unnamed people that the company would approve and finalize production of the new planned midsize SUV in Chattanooga, because they've been talking about either Mexico or Chattanooga. And, you know, he later said the reason he said that was because on the shop floor there was scuttlebutt that if the workers didn't join the UAW, then they would not get it. So he argued that the reason he was saying this was to try to counter the speculation. But he pointedly did not say anything about what would happen if the workers did join the UAW. And that comment by Senator Corker has formed part of the basis for the appeal by the UAW of the election results to the National Labor Relations Board.
In fact, here we are 4 weeks out, and is there any such announcement as he promised?
No, there's not. And he has since said, well, the reason is because of this appeal by the UAW, you know, basically throwing into the results of the election into question. Certainly, you know, I think in retrospect, he would probably admit that he shouldn't have been so categorical in saying this will definitely happen in 2 weeks. And, you know, it really poses a very interesting question. He's arguing this is about free speech, that members of Congress have the right to weigh in on important issues, and this is important to his town. He was the mayor of Chattanooga, whereas the UAW is saying, hey, whoever it is, you know, a powerful member of Congress, you know, is spreading what they believe to be at best misleading, at worst falsehoods, and that you know, had the effect of improperly swaying workers in this election. Therefore, they should throw the results out and they should have a whole new election. Meanwhile, the VW is caught in the middle of this. They're sitting on the sidelines, you know, waiting for this whole thing to die down. They just want to build cars.
Well, do we have any idea how the NLRB is viewing that Senator Corker's statement and also statements from some GOP members of the Tennessee House and Senate? Because didn't they say in the days running up to the election that the state legislature might not approve new incentives for the new SUV if the UAW had won?
Absolutely, which is arguably even more sort of intimidating to the workers than Senator Corker. I mean, he was making a statement that it's certainly possible it was true that he was told that, but we still don't know. But on the other hand, you're right. These members of the Tennessee, you know, legislature essentially threatening workers, saying if you exercise your legal right to join a union, we're going to opt not to give you incentives, whereas they have awarded incentives to GM's Spring Hill, Tennessee plant, which is unionized and represented by the UAW. So the NLRB is certainly trying to bend over backwards to hear all points of view. They've allowed some anti-UAW workers to intervene and basically be heard during the appeal, which the UAW has blasted. Meanwhile, several workers, I guess three workers, filed suit against VW and the UAW in federal court, alleging they were essentially in collusion because the VW supports a works council. So, you know, this is going to drag on and on. You know, the next step is the NLRB will decide whether to have a formal public hearing, whether they think the UAW's appeal rises to that level. But I think, you know, in terms of that SUV production decision, you got to think everything's going to be on hold until this all shakes out.
David Shepherdson, Detroit News, Washington Bureau Chief. Thanks so much, David. We will keep on this with you.
All right. Thanks, Cindy.
You're listening to Stateside on Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. Lots of decisions happen each day at the state capitol, in our school systems, in our cities and towns, decisions that affect our lives. Stateside is a space to talk about what's happening and make sense of it. The reports, the analysis, and the conversations cost money to bring you. Stateside, like all the shows on Michigan Radio, is funded with listener dollars. Over 60% of Michigan Radio's funding comes from listeners, people like you who recognize the value this station plays in our communities. Today, we're asking you to step forward and do your part to keep this show and this station strong. Make a gift of $5, $10, maybe $50 a month. Call 888-258-9866 or pledge online at michiganradio.org. Here's Zoe Clark to tell you more about the spring membership drive.